Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. The rates of new coronavirus infections and hospitalizations continue to fall across California, but the state's death toll remains persistently high. KLW's Ben Trefney reports.
California on Sunday reported another 408 deaths. That brings the total since the outbreak began to nearly 47,000. It's the highest in the nation. Despite the grim death count, health officials are confident that California is emerging from its worst surge of the pandemic. The number of patients in hospitals with COVID-19 slipped below 9,000 statewide. That's a drop of more than a third over 2 weeks, according to the State Department of Public Health. A few more numbers for you. There were less than 9,000 new confirmed cases on Sunday. That's more than 80% below the mid-December peak of about 54,000. But overall, there are now nearly 3.4 million cases of COVID-19 in the state. The positivity rate for people being tested has been falling for weeks, though, which means fewer people will end up in hospitals. California continues to struggle with vaccine shortages that are hindering efforts to inoculate substantial numbers in the state of nearly 40 million residents. Nearly 5.8 million vaccine shots have been administered to date, but mass vaccination centers aren't operating close to full capacity because there aren't enough doses. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
Californians aged 16 to 64 with certain severe health conditions will soon be eligible for COVID-19 vaccination. The state's top health official, Dr. Mark Galli, says the expanded immunizations won't start until March 15th, partly due to a shortage of doses.
The bottom line is we are still dealing very much with a scarcity of vaccine.
Eligible conditions include cancer, chronic kidney disease, Down syndrome, and severe obesity. Medical providers will have the discretion to determine a patient's eligibility. The state estimates the expansion will cover an additional 4 to 6 million Californians.